With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Warning sirens sounded around Israel on Friday as Iran fired dozens of ballistic missiles in a retaliatory attack after Israel launched overnight airstrikes. Correspondent Sam Mednick reports that around Tel Aviv, first responders are helping people after missiles launched by Iran fell around the city.
As you drive through the city of Tel Aviv, you can see fire trucks and police that are tending to other incidents. Here, you can just see debris, glass all over the floor, burnt out cars, houses that are damaged and destroyed, and first responders right now are just scrambling to make sure everyone is okay.
Some Iranian missiles made it through Israel's missile defense system, causing damage and injuries, though the full extent of the damage is not yet clear. Meanwhile, Israeli Defense Forces General Nadav Padan tells reporters the IDF believes it has destroyed a major nuclear enrichment plant in Iran.
The damages in Natanz are significant, and Natanz, which is the main enriched facility of the Iranian, are not operating, and it's a big question if it's going to be operated in the future.
An appeals court is allowing President Trump to keep control over California's National Guard troops until a hearing next week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On Thursday, a federal judge ruled that the president illegally deployed the National Guard to help with L.A. protests and must return control of the troops to California's governor. But hours later, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocked that judge's order. The court said it would hold a hearing on the matter on Tuesday. The order applied only to the National Guard troops and not Marines who were also deployed to Los Angeles. Greg Clugston, The White House.
This is SRN News. A victory for moms and dads in New Hampshire.
Republican Governor Kelly Ayotte has signed into law a parental rights bill and another one granting school choice. The first measure allows parents to opt their children out of controversial sex ed classes in the public schools. The second one expands a program that helps moms and dads cover the cost of moving their kids from public to private institutions. A growing number of states are passing similar measures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of women are getting around pro-life laws in their home states by turning to telehealth clinics willing to send them abortion drugs through the mail. But questions remain about whether the practice is actually legal. Some states have passed laws shielding doctors and nurses from liability for breaking another state's laws around abortion. Experts say it isn't clear yet whether those shield laws will hold up in court. This is SRN News. An embattled former Super Bowl champion is facing a murder charge following a gun-related incident in Miami. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Former NFL player Antonio Brown is facing an attempted murder charge stemming from a shooting that took place during an altercation outside an amateur boxing event in Miami. That's according to an arrest warrant. The 36-year-old Brown is accused of grabbing a handgun from a security staffer and firing two shots at a man that he had gotten into a fistfight with earlier. The victim told investigators one of the bullets grazed his neck. The former All-Pro wide receiver last played in 2021 for Tampa Bay. Brown did not respond to messages sent to his social media accounts. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Houston Astros have traded Forrest Whitley to the Tampa Bay Rays for $100,000. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.